Romans chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised in advance through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This gospel is about his Son, who in the flesh was born a descendant of David, who in the spirit of holiness was declared to be God's powerful Son by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him we received grace and the call to be an apostle on behalf of his name, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles, including you, who are called by Jesus Christ. To all those loved by God who are in Rome, called to be his saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I thank my God through Jesus Christ concerning all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. To be sure, God, whom I serve with my spirit by proclaiming the gospel of his Son, is my witness to how constantly I make mention of you. In all my prayers, I always ask if perhaps at last a way might be opened, if God wills, for me to come to you. I certainly long to see you, in order that I may deliver some spiritual gift to you, so that you are strengthened. That is, when I am with you, that we will be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, yours and also mine. I do not want you to be unaware of the fact, brothers, that I have often planned to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now. I wanted to have some fruit among you in the same way as I did among the rest of the Gentiles. I have an obligation both to Greeks and to non-Greeks, to the wise and to the foolish. That is why I am eager to proclaim the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed by faith, for faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.